From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted to have you with us for today's edition of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. In this series, In the Law of God, Dr. Cairns has been dealing with each of the Ten Commandments in individual messages. On today's program, he concludes his treatment of the Fifth Commandment, Honor thy father and thy mother. Having explained the duties of both parents and children, Dr. Cairns comes to the promise attached to this commandment. God will give to those who obey it length of days. More than that, those days will be blessed with a sense of having done what is right, and there will be no regrets at the end of life. May the Lord help us to find joy in honoring our fathers and mothers. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, please listen to this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Completed Sacrifice. The text is Leviticus chapter 1 and verse 4. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. If by that laying on of his hand the bullock became the offerer's sacrifice, how much more shall Jesus become ours by the laying on of the hand of faith? My faith doth lay her hand on that dear head of thine, while like a penitent I stand, and there confess my sin. If a bullock could be accepted for him to make atonement for him, how much more shall the Lord Jesus be our full and all-sufficient propitiation? Some quarrel with the great truth of substitution. But as for us, it is our hope, our joy, our boast, our all. Jesus is accepted for us to make atonement for us, and we are accepted in the Beloved. Let the reader take care at once to lay his hand on the Lord's completed sacrifice, that by accepting it, he may obtain the benefit of it. If he has done so once, let him do it again. If he has never done so, let him put out his hand without a moment's delay. Jesus is yours now, if you will have him. Lean on him. Lean hard on him. And he is yours beyond all question. You are reconciled to God. Your sins are blotted out, and you are the Lord's.
So
What is it that constitutes revival? Is it a week of special meetings held at a local church? Is it an organized effort at door-to-door evangelism? Certainly the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England and Wales under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches had to be built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of the personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. Also, we offer a CD containing Duncan Campbell's own account of that remarkable visitation by God. The CDs are $5 each, which includes postage and handling. Or you may order both CDs for just $8. To obtain your own copy, you may simply send a check for either or both CDs, made out to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of The Revival on the Isle of Lewis. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be greatly blessed as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
It is always a temptation when someone, especially your parents, do not live up to your expectations that you exaggerate their follies and their failures. The Lord Jesus refused to do that. He spoke honestly and temperately, and through it all he sought their good, even to such an extent as when he stood before Pontius Pilate, he witnessed to him a good confession. Think of it, there before Pontius Pilate, he expounded the way of truth to him. Even then, he was seeking his good. Remember how Paul the Apostle followed the example of his master when he stood before Felix? That vicious, lecherous, wicked ex-slave, now a Roman governor. What did he do? He reasoned with him in such a way that Felix trembled under the conviction of the gospel. When he stood before King Agrippa, who was there a wicked, vicious, lecherous, incestuous wretch, he spoke to him about the gospel, so much so that Agrippa said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." And finally, even when he stood before Caesar, that wicked Nero, Paul recognized him in his position and even then honored and submitted himself to him. And if they could do that, if Christ and his apostles could do that with ungodly rulers, how much more should every child, and especially every Christian child, do so to parents, even when they think their parents have not earned much honor. As Christians, don't we glory in grace? What is grace but unearned favor? And if I'm a Christian and my testimony is that I am saved by the unearned favor of my God through Jesus Christ, how can I demand that the only honor I would give to my parents is what they have earned? Remember the words of Ephesians 4 and 32. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Treat others, and especially your parents, as God has treated you. Here then are the duties of children. God has given us a plain precept. He has given us a perfect pattern. And thank God he has given us a gracious promise that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God giveth you. Or as Paul says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise. The world may not set much stock by honoring parents, but God does, and he'll bless it. Now let me end on a very simple but very, very practical note. When you young people are rebelling at a decision of your parents, remember you are young, and I can understand how your brain is working. But it seems to you that this is going to ruin your life. Why are my parents doing this to me? This is ruining my life. Can they not see that? I want to tell you, that's the devil's lie. And God's promise is, if you want to bless your life, honor your father and your mother. Don't believe the devil's lie that this is going to wreck your life. Obeying the Lord in this will bless your life. It is often pointed out, well, it's not true that if you obey your father and mother that there's a statistical evidence that you're going to live longer. Don't think that's actually what it's saying. Many believe the Old Testament promise was that you're going to live your life to the full in God's provided land. And Paul brings that into the New Testament context. And he is promising that the way to live life to the full is to live it in obedience to God. And when you obey your parents, you know, that doesn't stand alone. Obedience to that command will go along with a lot of other things that make up the pieces of a life that will be full and honorable and honest, industrious and blessed. But I want to tell you, it produces much happiness in the short term, and it produces much happiness in the long term. If I can add a note of personal testimony, I had very ordinary parents, but they were godly parents. My dad had had a life of hardship beyond anything I could ever begin to imagine. Sometimes when I've thought of his limitations and his failings, and he had them, and then I looked at the life that he had had, I just wondered how God had given him the grace to become the man he became. As I look back on my upbringing, my parents, I can thank God for parents who loved Him and who taught me. And I can thank God that by His grace there was a bond of honor. I can go to my parents' gravesides today without regret, without eating my heart out. I wish that we had not wasted years butting heads, antagonistically going our separate ways. I look back with gratitude, and I can tell you, my friend, my young person friend, there's a day coming when you will stand where I am now. If you're wasting the home life that God is giving you and turning your home into a battlefield, there will come the time when with shame and with bitter tears, you will wish you could do it all again. But let me tell you, there are no reruns in life. This is your only time through. If you want a blessed life, honor your father and your mother. And yet we should have a greater concern than a long life. Should we not have the concern for everlasting life? Sooner or later, we're going to die. Those parents will die. You will die. Then what? There's something better, of course, than honoring your parents. There's honoring the Lord. I don't want to go over again what I covered last week, but implicit in this command, honor thy father, is honoring your heavenly Father. And in the light of eternity, in the light of heaven and hell, make sure tonight that you are rightly related to God. I believe that most of the reason why children and young people have trouble with their parents, most of the time the reason is they are not on one side or the other rightly related to God. honor Him. And if you honor the Savior, believe me, you will find it much, much easier to honor your parents. I wonder tonight, as we have looked at a very simple but very, very necessary part of God's Word, I wonder tonight, has God had something to say to you? I wonder, are there broken family relationships that need to be repaired before God tonight? I wonder, are there children who need to ask God's forgiveness for a bitter and stubborn spirit? They need to ask their parents forgiveness for a disobedient and disrespectful or sullen attitude. My friend, despise not him that speaketh, and do not tonight harden your heart against God. I trust that this evening, if you have felt the Lord speak to you and touch your own heart about your own need and your own sin, that you'll seek His face and get right with Him. And then get right with your parents. Of course, it could well be there are parents here. And God has spoken to you. Perhaps you're being manipulative, tyrannical, carnal, selfish, thoughtless. This is a time and place to meet the Lord. If I can help you in the things of God, I'm here as your servant for the Savior's sake. I'd be glad to talk with you over the Word of God. But let's seek the Lord tonight, that God will heal every home, bless every family.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.